for all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 9 of the Women in Tech podcast with your favorite host, me, Ariana. For those of you, it's your first time tuning into this podcast. Thank you so much for clicking and listening to the Women in Tech podcast with Ariana, where we talk about the latest news in technology, hear stories from guests and founders from all around the world. Our goal is to truly empower women to not only be in tech, try tech, love tech, and to discover it, but we want all women to feel confident and understand that we do belong in these tech spaces, and not to just exist in tech, but to show up and show out, right? To own companies, build projects, take CTO positions, and so much more. You know, obviously I'm biased because it's my podcast, but my favorite thing about this podcast is that we're different from most podcasts, because in most podcasts you hear the goal is to be inspiring or motivational and encouraging. But additional to these things, what sets us apart from any other podcasts that you will ever have listened to is our goal is to provide tangible resources that can help propel you in the right direction within tech. So every other episode, what we do is, you know, I'm talking about news and technology, or there's a guest on the show, but additional, the next episode will always be an episode about an opportunity, right? So whether it's an opportunity for your business, a startup, a tangible opportunity, so in resource, so whether it's to help you learn a new programming language, a job opportunity in the corporate world, or maybe a conference that I feel like you should definitely attend, or, you know, how to get access to capital for your ideas. We just want to provide tangible resources that can actually improve you and give you assistance. The goal is to point you in the right direction so you and your friends, women in your network, can be aware of these resources that are available. There was an article that came out with entrepreneur.com, and it talked about in 2018, out of 85, listen to me, y'all, like in 2018, out of $85 billion in VC funding, only 2.2% went to female founders. And you know, if only 2.2% went to all females, that the statistics for women of color was so much less, right? And in the article, it actually talks about how it was less than 1%, which is ridiculous. So our goal is to make sure that our listeners are aware of, you know, opportunities and resources that are available to them, so that we can make these statistics and that percentage much better. Yeah, because we, you know, want to improve this number. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on whatever app or website you're listening to. I appreciate you guys so much. And all of your support means everything. We are available on 9 different streaming platforms and all of the major ones. So make sure that you subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. We just really appreciate all of our listeners. You know, you make this show possible. We literally could not do this without your support. If you'd like to be a guest on this show, shoot me an email at ariana@wildwaytech.com. Or if you'd like me to interview someone that you may know or you think that would be dope and a perfect fit for this podcast, shoot me an email. Let me know. I love hearing from you guys and taking suggestions. You can also follow me on social media. I have all my contact information below in the episode detail description of this podcast. Or you can go to my website at wildwaytech.com/podcast. But thank you again to all of our listeners who make this possible. So today's podcast is just about an opportunity, but I do have to do a super special shout out to Cece. She is the owner of C3 Talk to Me production and media company. She's the official producer on the podcast. So let's all give a warm welcome to Cece, because she is so awesome. And I'm just grateful to have her producing this show. So she'll be with us for the rest of this season and hopefully more seasons to come, like if she, you know, enjoys this. But yeah, shout out to Cece and C3 Talk to Me production and media company. So today, guys, in the last episode, we had Charlotte Chang, who was the founder of Misfits, the company that has developed an algorithm to help women find their best bra size and shape. And so at the end of that episode, I talked about how the next episode would be an opportunity about the South by Southwest pitch competition. And so to give you guys a little recap, so I ran across this opportunity like through a Facebook ad, and I was like, this would be so phenomenal for our listeners and some of the questions that you guys email me and talk to me about, you know, and in regards to access to funding and resources to get capital for your businesses and your ideas. So for those of you who don't know, South by Southwest is a 10-day conference and festivals, all this good stuff. But it's a 10-day experience with a series of festivals and conferences that focus and celebrate on film, music, tech, and many other industries. In 2018, South by Southwest had over 300,000 attendees, and it's held every year in March in the beautiful city of Austin, Texas. Shout out to all my listeners in Austin, Texas. I have actually quite a bit of you guys that are out there, and I hope to see you guys at the South by South conference next year. I love the city of Austin. I think it's super dope, especially if you're like in tech. They have a really strong tech community, but even beyond that, they have a really strong like women in tech community. The last time I was in Austin was a few years ago. I'm a part of the National Organization for Women in Nuclear, and we had our annual conference there. I think this was like 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember, but it was a phenomenal opportunity. The city is so beautiful. But about this pitch competition, so the South by Southwest pitch showcase, they focus on innovative technology, and there's a panel of industry experts, high-profile media professionals, venture capitalists, investors, you know, angel investors, all this good stuff. So this pitch competition started in 2009, and since then, you guys, get this, since 2009, the alumni from the South by Southwest pitch competition have raised over $6.6 billion in funding, right? So these people have access to, you know, the network is just amazing. You know, the investors who are there, they're very serious and they're looking for specific people. So the early deadline for this competition has already passed. It was actually on my birthday, September 6th of this year. But the final deadline for this opportunity is November 15th in 2019. The final deadline is this November 15th in 2019. But the actual conference isn't until 2020, so I'm just giving you guys ahead of time. But there will be a lot of people applying for this, so you should definitely, you know, as I talk about the details and requirements, definitely go ahead and hop on this opportunity. So every year, South by Southwest selects 15 companies that fall between 10 different categories. So the 10 different categories, so the first category is artificial intelligence, robotics, and voice. So that's one. Two, augmented and virtual reality. Three, blockchain technology. Four, consumer technology and consumer packaged goods. Five, enterprise and smart data. Six, entertainment and content. So if you're entertainment or media or a content company, so maybe the producer of this podcast, Cece, if she has ideas, she needs to be applying for this too, but of course the rest of you should. The seventh category that they're looking into is health, wearables, and well-being. Eight, innovative world technologies. Nine, smart cities, transportation, and logistics. 10, social and culture. So if you have an idea or a business within these different categories, you should definitely apply. So that's one of the first requirements. So another fun fact is, so again, like South by Southwest has been around for a while, but since 2009, since the pitch competition existed, there's been a total of 503 companies who participated in the pitch competition. And so 75%, which is a very high number, 75% of these companies receive funding, right? So this is an opportunity to get exposure. I'm pretty positive that South by Southwest isn't actually cutting a check, but because of the investors and the people who are in the room, they are the ones who will be cutting the checks. So essentially it's like an exposure opportunity for you to get on the main stage and, you know, kind of strut your stuff, but an opportunity to get some serious dollars to raise for your company or your startup. And out of 503 companies since 2009, 16% were acquired. And 16% of these companies were acquired, which means that somebody else came and bought them out, which is the goal, right, for most startups. So if this is something you're interested in, please definitely apply. But I do have more details for you. So, yeah, this competition will give you a lot of exposure and opportunity to share your ideas with people from all over the world who come to this competition. So the early application deadline, again, it did pass. It was on September 6th. And the final deadline is November 15th, 2019. But there is an application fee to apply, which is $220, which is like super cheap. If you're a startup and you're in business anyway, $220, you know, shouldn't make or break the bank. And if it does make or break your bank, you shouldn't be applying to it. You need to be focusing on getting more revenue, more customers. But $220 to apply is the application fee. I think you guys should totally do it. There are other requirements. I can talk about those things here. Your company's product or service must have not launched earlier than March 14, 2018, right? So this is super cool because you can be a company, you can literally be an idea or someone who just launched a couple months ago. And, you know, I think that's awesome because there are plenty of us who are like that, you know, who, you know, we may think that we have to have all our ducks in a row to, you know, pitch or just test and try something or start that MVP project. So, you know, if you just had this idea yesterday, but you have a lot of market research, I wouldn't say apply right now, but maybe do some more market research and look into see if, like, is this something that can actually make a difference in the world? And again, so your company must have not launched earlier than March 14th, 2018, and your company's product or service must not have launched after June 14th, 2020 as well, which is kind of like a silly requirement because the conference is in March. So why would they have that June 14th as a requirement? I don't know, but it's silly. Each company may only enter one product or service to South by Southwest pitch. A company that enters more than one product or service will not be eligible to participate in South by Southwest pitch. You'll see people do this like all the time. Like they'll be like, you know, the co-founder of like three different companies or one company, and then you have like a product line of like seven different products. That's not fair, right, to other people. So you do have to have one product or service to pitch and to qualify to potentially be a contestant for the South by Southwest competition. And so, yeah, so founders of the company applying must retain some portion of ownership in the company. So you can't be like, you know, the uncle or the best friend applying for this person. If you are a founder and you own a percentage of the company, you have to apply and submit this application. And then there are other details, guys, but I have all those details on the website at walwaytech.com/podcast. And I posted the link below in the episode details. So go ahead and apply, guys. The application fee, again, is $220. The deadline is Friday, November 15th, 2019 at 11:59. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure that you guys go and apply for that. You can find those details at walwaytech.com/resources, and you will see episode 9, which is about the South by Southwest pitch competition. So yeah, I hope you guys apply, and I hope that this is helpful to you. If there are any resources, like say you are a VC or you're an angel or you're someone in corporate America or you're someone who has a business and you know of resources that could help other women, please shoot it to me in an email at ariana@walwaytech.com and let me know so that I can share it with our listeners, and you know, we can continue to, you know, have this great community that shares these tangible resources so that we can move forward and propel our ideas, businesses, and startups, build some of these awesome and most dope tech projects that the world has ever seen. So again, guys, this was episode 9 of the Women in Tech podcast with your favorite host, me, Ariana. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and share with your friends. I'll see you guys in episode 10.